Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Kedushin Daf Hey. We are right on top of the Amud Uminayin She'af Bishtar. We are right in the middle of a braisa, exploring the sources for the various forms of Kiddushin. The Mishnah tells us there are three ways to be Mekadesh and Isha, either through money, kesef, a document, shtar, bia, spending physical time together as a married couple. So we discussed the sources for kesef, for bia. Here comes the makor for shtar. Umenayin she'af bishtar. How do we know that one can engage an isha through a shtar? Well, we have a kal vachomer. Vidinu, uma kesef she'ein moitzi. Look, money can't be moitzi. Can't separate the woman from her husband. It can't make divorce happen. Still, machnes, it can bring her in. It can generate kiddushin, right? You could be mekadesh b'shtar, even though you can't be megarish with, you can be mekadesh b'kesef, even though you cannot be megarish with kesef. Certainly shtar, which has the power to terminate that relationship, to be megarish the isha through a get. So shtar, a document, shemoitzi, that sends her out, certainly it will have the power to bring her in to effect kiddushin. Ein adin shemachnis. Says the Gemara, one second. So you're basing the power of shtar on the power of kesef? Well, perhaps kesef is more powerful than shtar. And you cannot learn shtar from kesef. Ma'alek kesef, shekin poidin by hegdish, ma'aser sheni, you can use money to redeem. Hegdish property, ma'aser sheni fruit, you can transfer the Kedusha on money. That's unique to Kesef. Toimar Shtar, as opposed to a document which cannot fill that role. She'ein poidin by Hegdash Maser Sheni. So perhaps you can't make Kedushin with the Shtar either. That's why. Sorry, so how do we know that? Dechsiv v'nosan ha-Kesef v'kamlet. Right? Because the Pasuk specifically mentions that Kesef is the item that you can use to be paid the hegdish. Okay, so there you go. So kesef has that advantage. So perhaps you cannot use kesef to teach us anything about shtar being mekadesh. Amakro, that's why we need a pasuk, actually a hegdish. We connect v'yatza to v'hoisa. Right, the pasuk speaks about an isha who was married. And now she's separating. V'yatza, she leaves her husband. V'yatza mi beisoy. And the pasuk continues. V'holcha, she goes and marries a second man. V'hoisa li'ish achar. So in the same pasuk we have v'yatza, divorce. V'hoisa, engagement, remarriage. That allows for that connection, that correlation, that comparison, that matchup. Makash havaya li'tzia, we connect, bringing in to leaving. Marriage to divorce. My yitzia b'shtar, just as yitzia can be done through a shtar, through a divorce document of havayirami b'shtar, likewise kiddushin can be done through a shtar. Okay, so that seems to be the source at this point for kiddushin of shtar. Asks the Gemara, well, if you're going to connect marriage to divorce, let's do it the other way too. Va'akish nami yitzia lahavaya. Let's connect yitzia, divorce, to havaya, to marriage. And we'll say, ma havaya b'kesef, just as you can marry with kesef, av yitzia b'kesef, perhaps you can use a kesef for a divorce. So, the way Rashi explains it, he'll give her a coin, he'll say, well, this is going to make divorce. Rashi in Erevin learns like that. He gives her the coin, and he's going to make a divorce that way. Why not? Amar Abaye, says Abaye, you cannot suggest that you can make gerushin with kesef. Yaimru, because people will say kesef machnes, kesef moitzi. The same, coin can marry, can divorce. It's improbable. Sanegar, an advocate, a defense lawyer, Yasakat Tager, will turn into a prosecutor. Something positive, money which can make marriage, will now be used, will now be turned around to affect something negative. Yei osaka tager. It's improbable. the same very process used to marry will be used to divorce. And therefore, let's not suggest, let's not assume that kesef can make divorce. Ihachi says the Gemara, well, using that same analogy, what about shtar? Shtar nami? You have the same problem with the shtar. Yainu shtar moitzi shtar machnes. Well, if you're telling me that you can be mekadesh with a shtar, you can marry with a shtar, so basically the same concept used to divorce, a shtar gerushin, a divorce document, will now turn around and be used to marry? You're turning something negative into something positive? Yainu shtar moitzi shtar machnes kateger, a prosecutor, can now turn around and assume a new role, the Osa Saneger, the same exact process, using a formal document, which generates divorce, can now generate marriage, the Osa Saneger. So the same problem you have with the dual function of money, you have with the dual function of Ishtar. Says the Gemara, no, big difference. When it comes to a document, it's about the content. It's about what it says inside the document. These are two different documents. You can't compare a shtar and gerushin where it says, you know, hariyat muteris l'chal adam, you're free to marry, you're free to go, to a shtar kiddushin where it says just the opposite. You're mine, you're mekudesh to me. It's a totally different creature. Merely the words, the content, the text, the hayishtar l'chud contained in this document are separate from the other document. Umila the hayishtar l'chud. So that's not a problem. Well, says the Gemara, when it comes to money as well, you can apply the same rationale. It's two different monies. Hachanami here as well. Why can't I take a coin to be Mekadosh and use a coin to be Megarish? After all, it's not just a plain coin. Remember, it's accompanied with a declaration. When you give it the coin or the ring, you're saying something to indicate marriage. Hariyat Mekadosh Asli. So perhaps you can turn around and use a similar process, give her a coin and say, no, now you're Megurish, now you're divorced from me. Hachanami, hai kas b'lachud, hai kas b'lachud. This money and this money is totally separate monies, with a different process, with a different declaration, with different words accompanying each process. So again, perhaps you can use kesef for gerushin. Well, says the Gemara, after all, you know, it's the same coin. The focal point is the coin, and it's the same coin. Tiva miyachad, the form, the coin, is one and the same. So it's improbable that you can use the same coin to make kedushin and gerushin. Okay, so bottom line is, shtar can make gerushin and can also make kedushin. But kesef could only make kiddushin and not gerushin. Rav Amar, I'll give you another reason why you can't be megaresh with kesef. Amar Kro, the pasuk says, it says it twice. V'kasev lo, you write the divorce document, says it once, and it says it again to teach you. V'ksiva miskareshes, you can only divorce using a document. V'eina miskareshes v'kesef, but not through money. So we have a special pasuk for that. Asks the Gemara, well, maybe the pasuk is excluding something else. Ve'ema, let's suggest that b'ksiva miskadeshes, you can only be megaresh with ksiva, ve'ena miskadeshes b'ksiva, but you can't be mekadesh with a shtar. No, you can't say that. Ha'ksiva yotza v'haysa, makash havaya l'tzia, we had it before. We connect havaya to yitzia, and if you can be megaresh with shtar, you can be mekadesh with shtar. So basically, you have one miyut, because of law, excluding something. According to Rav, it's excluding using kesef by gerushin, and we have an inclusionary formula, v'yatza v'hoysa, a hekesh. We connect kedushin to gerushin, and again, according to Rav, that tells us you can be mekadesh with shtar. Says the Gemara, who says this is the way to go? Perhaps let's flip around, let's reverse this formula. You have a miut and you have a ribut. Let's go the other way. Omar Royce, who says this is the correct approach? Maybe we'll make the drasha the other way. That the hekesh, the connection between marriage and divorce, will tell you that just as you can be mekadesh with kesef, you can be mekadesh with kesef. right? And the mute, the kasav la, will tell you, well, you can only use ksiva for la, for the isha on her way out, during the divorce process, but you cannot use a shtar for kedushin. Says the Gemara, no, mistavra, it is probable that our approach is more correct. Koi begirushin, the pasuk of a kasav la, which discusses divorce, if it's coming to indicate something, to be memayit, it's memayit gerushin. It's logical that it's coming to exclude and indicate limitations and restrictions within the divorce process. You can only divorce using this and not something else, i.e. money. Koi begerushin memayit kedushin. Is it logical to think, to suggest that the pasuk because of law, which is discussing the parameters of divorce, is going to be giving us an indication and miut on kedushin? Not so probable. So this approach seems to be correct. Because of law, you can only divorce with a ksiva, with a shtar, but not with money. And the other hekesh, the yatzav ha'isa, connecting divorce to kedushin, is telling you just as you can be megarish with a shtar, you can be mekadesh with a shtar. Asks the Gemara, but that's all good and well if v'kasav la is an extra pasuk used for this drasha. Well, Rabbi Yisak Lider, according to him, the apikle la'haikro, the drasha achrina, he has a different purpose for this pasuk. So according to him, she'enim is gareshas b'kesav menolei, how would he know that you cannot be megarish with kesav amakro? We have another indication in the pasuk which says sefer krisis. You can only divorce with a sefer of divorce. Sefer kursa, ve'edavach acher kursa. You want krisis, you want separation, you want disconnect only through a document, but not by any other means, using money, for instance. Rabbanon, or according to the Rabbanon, now they have an extra, you know, word here, a krisis. Hi krisis, my avdilei. What do they do with this pasuk krisis? Because according to them, it's unnecessary. They've already learned this halacha from v'kasav la. They use it for a different halacha, that the disconnect, the divorce, has to be absolute and real and permanent. It has to be a total disconnect, as opposed to a case where there are some strings attached, as we're going to see in the next braisa. K'desanya, we learned in a braisa. Look, here's your get, on condition you're not going to be drinking any wine. On condition you don't visit your parents' home. So it depends. If it's la'olam, if it's forever, meaning throughout your entire life, then that's not a proper divorce. Ain't that krisis? Because she's totally bound to him. That's totally contrary to the concept of the divorce. And that's what we learn from sefer krisis. But if it's just a temporary restriction called shleishim yaim, a 30-day deal, she'll survive. Hareza krisis. That's considered a proper get. Basically, well, according to him, sefer krisis is unavailable for this. So how does he know this concept of disconnect? Mikaris, it could have said sefer kuris. Why does it say krisis? Kanafkale, that's where he learns it from. Rabbanon, well, kuris, krisis, lemashmulu, they don't expound on this slight variance in the term. Okay, so bottom line is, we have concluded with certainty that you can be mekadesh with shtar, you can be mekadesh with kesef, you can be megarish with shtar, but not with kesef. We have Abaye's approach, we have Rava's approach, and that wraps it up. Now, we actually attempted to learn the method of shtar by kedushin from kesef, and it didn't work out. We said kesef has an advantage over shtar, etc. And yesterday as well, we tried to learn other things from each other. You know, they didn't work out. For instance, we tried to learn, kesef from bia, etc., etc. So we couldn't learn one from the other. We had to find, you know, new sources for that. So the question is, I understand you couldn't learn one from the other. Chada mechada le'asya. You couldn't learn, let's say, kesef from bia, or shtar from kesef. It didn't work out because it was some sort of, there was some sort of advantage or distinction between the two. But why can't we just find like a common denominator between two and learn the third from there? What do we need a source for all three, kesef, shtar, and bia? Once we know two of the three, we can sort of join them together and find a common denominator which will provide a source for the third method of acquisition. Chad mechad le'asya, tesi chad, let's learn one meitarti from two other ones. So let's explore all the options, see if there is such a possibility. Hi, Tasty, which one do you want to learn from the other ones? Okay, loy mischta brachmona b'shtar. We don't need a pasuk that shtar makes kedushin. V'teisi mehanachem, we'll learn out of the other two, which is kesef and bia. If they work, then shtar works. And Rashi explains, you see, even though, you know, kesef might have an advantage, but that advantage, that element found in kesef, that cannot be the reason why kesef is affected by kedushin, because look, that element, that factor is not found by bia. And the factor that you find by bia, perhaps not found by, you know, by kesef. So let's sort of do away with those factors. They cannot be the reason. Rather, the common denominator is that these things work, so perhaps shtar works as well. But, says the Gemara, we'll find an element common in those two, not found in the third one. Now, there goes the whole common denominator concept, because if there is something found in those two, not found in this third one, then you have no right to learn this one out of there. Let's explore the options. Let's learn shtar out of kesef and bia. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Kesef and bia have something in common not found by shtar. There is lots of benefit to the isha from accepting kesef, from being in her husband's physical company. So that's an advantage they have over shtar, which is pretty much, you know, a worthless piece of paper. So who says shtar can work? Okay, so that doesn't work. Now, next option. Why do we need a source for bia? Let's learn from kesef and shtar. Well, kesef and shtar, they have an advantage over bia sheken kinyana meruba. Kesef and shtar, I've found very often in kinyan, in transaction context, meaning they can be used to buy fields, etc., which is not found by bia, so you cannot learn from there. We don't need a pasuk for kesef. We'll learn from shtar and bia. There is an advantage in shtar and bia that at times these methods can be employed even without the consent of the other party. Rashi explains, bia is koine by a yevama, even baal karcha, and shtar can divorce an isha without our consent. So they have their baal karcha element, that factor, which is not found by kesef. V'chiteima kesef nami, well, kesef also has a baal karcha factor, baal karcha b'amavriya, right? So that the father can sell his daughter as an amavriya, baal karcha. So kesef also has a baal karcha factor. Well, but isha's merely ashkechan, it's not a marriage-related context, and therefore it doesn't really say much about the value of kesef within the marriage context, and therefore you cannot learn from those two which have the baal karcha factor within a marriage context. The bottom line is, we need a source for kesef, shtar, and bia. Having said that, here comes another method of making kiddushin according to Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, chuppah. So we're accustomed to using chuppah, this canopy, for the sake of stage two, for the marriage part, which follows kiddushin, right? By the way, today's engagement nowadays is totally different than the kiddushin in the time of Chachamim. Today's engagement is merely a commitment, a verbal commitment. She's not really an ishus ish until we actually get to the wedding date, we get to the hall, and we do both together, kiddushin and chuppah, sort of, you know, side by side. We start with the kiddushin, we give her the ring, her mekudeshes li, then we take a little break, we read the ksuba, and then they're standing under the chuppah, and we do the brachos of nisuin, that completes the process. So Rav Huna is suggesting that, guess what, you can use chuppah even for kiddushin, for the initial state of marriage. Amar Rav Huna, chuppah kaina. Not just kesef shtar rabia, add chuppah to the list as well. Mikal v'chim. Uma kesef she'eni machal b'truma. If kesef doesn't have the power to feed his wife, the wife of a kohen, truma, meaning if she becomes engaged to a kohen, she doesn't have her truma until she actually enters the chuppah. So if kesef doesn't have that advantage, ein machal betruma koine, it can still make kiddushin. Chuppah, certainly chuppah shemacheles betruma, which concludes the process and allows her to eat truma. Ein adin shetikne, certainly it should have the power to make kiddushin. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? You're coming with this premise that kesef cannot feed an isha truma, but kesef ein machal menat Torah, really, you know, a kohen's Arusa, once she engages her, she can have his truma. The case of any machel, really? V'amar ulu ulu talis minat teirah, dvar teirah arusa bas Yisrael lechelas v'truma. An arusa from a Yisrael family who's now engaged to a kohen can have his truma. Why? She's already his, even before marriage. Shenema v'kohen ki yiknen nefesh kinyon kaspoi. V'hai kinyon kaspoi, once he engages her, she's kinyon kaspoi. Umatam amru eino echelas v'amid rabbanu, we don't allow her to eat at this point. You know, perhaps there's a concern that she might share with her siblings because, after all, she's still home, and he might, you know, serve her the truma. He might send her some, you know, she might get a hold of some truma, and they'll pour her some truma, you know, a glass of truma wine, and she'll be so generous as to share it with her siblings. So we don't allow her to have truma at that point, but it's in the Rabbanan. But of course, technically, she can have truma there. So the whole premise of Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer is sort of unfounded. Ela parechachi, rather the Kal V'Chomer will go as follows. Ma kesef she'eino goymer. Look, kesef doesn't have the power to complete the process of marriage. Rashi explains, even though she's engaged with a ring, with money, she's still in her father's rishus. Rashi says two lines from the bottom. She's still her father's daughter. He's going to get her earnings. He's going to be Yerusha if she passes away at this early point. So it's not goymer. It doesn't complete that extraction from her father's jurisdiction. Right? So it has that disadvantage. Still, kind of. You can use the kesef for kedushin. So even though it has a disadvantage, it works for kedushin. Certainly chuppah. Right, the chuppah process, which is shegei meres, which makes her a full married woman, regarding all those factors, eino din shetikne, certainly, it should make her mekudeshes if used for that purpose. Asks the Gemara, well, you're basing chuppah on kesef, mala kesef, shekin poitin beigdeshes, masu sheni, we had this before, kesef has a mila over chuppah, look, you can use it to redeem hegdesh and masu sheni, which chuppah doesn't have. Well, bia techiach, bia will, you know, disprove that notion that kedushin is hinging on the power to use it for pidyon. Well, bia doesn't have that element, and still can make kedushin. So you see, that's not the reason for, you know, that doesn't generate the power of kedushin. Well, mala bia, bia has a different advantage. Shekin koina b'yivama, you can use it to acquire a yivama if it's, her husband passed away without children. The brother employs the bia formula to be koina the yivama. Well, oh, kesef yechiach. Says the Gemara, well, take a look at kesef now. It doesn't have that advantage. It's not koina by a yivama. And still, you can use it for kedushin, and therefore, perhaps chuppah as well can be an effective kedushin method. Well, v'chazar adin. This is a classic back and forth. You know, the advantage or the element or the factor found in one item in kesef is not found in bia. And likewise, the element, the advantage found in bia is not found in kesef. So apparently, these factors are not the cause for the kedushin in either factor, meaning you can't attribute the power to make kedushin within kesef due to the power, the ability to use it for pidyon masu sheni, because that's not found in bia, and still bia works for kedushin. And likewise, the bia by yavama can't be the reason, because you don't find that by kedushin by kesef. So you have to find some other sort of common denominator between the two, and attribute the power to that factor. Hatzada shavash ben. So what's common to kesef and bia, shekoinen ba'alma, that they do work elsewhere. We find instances that, you know, kesef makes a kinyan, and we find that bia makes a kinyan, right? Af ani avi chuppah. Likewise, I can include chuppah and compare it and say, look, chuppah is also shekoinen ba'alma. It can make kinyan elsewhere, i.e., It makes marriage, right? The kaina kan. And likewise, who says it cannot make a kedushin as well? Well, says the Gemara, Malas Hala Shabbos Behen, Shekina Nasa Meruba. No, there is a common factor within kesef and bia, which is not found by chuppah. This is the factor we mentioned before, Nasa Meruba. Then it generates, a large, there's a very significant benefit factor. She benefits from these two processes, kesef and bia. She has something from it to a great extent, as opposed to shtar, which she basically gets nothing from it. which is supposed to be a, which basically gives her nothing. So who says that can make kiddushin? Well, shtar yichiach. You're forgetting there's another method of kiddushin, which is shtar, and it works despite the fact that she gets pretty much nothing from it. Well, malah shtar, perhaps shtar has an advantage of its own, shekein moitzi b'bas yisrael, that affects divorce. Well, kesef biya chichu. Well, you don't have that factor in kesef biya, and still, and they can make kiddushin chazar din. And again, we go back and forth. Loi roizek roizeh, loi roizek roizeh. The factor we find by these, we don't find by shtar. And likewise, shtar's advantage is not found over there. Hatzal dashav shabhen. Let's look for another common denominator. Shekein ba'amu. All these kesef, shtar, and biya have the ability to make a kinyan. V'kain and kan. Likewise, they do the same by kiddushin. Right? They can be used in other contexts. For instance, shtar can be used to buy a field, kesef can, you know, to buy a field, and bia by the yavama, right? So they have the power of acquisition. Likewise, they can do a kedushin. Af ani avi chupa. Let's compare chupa there as well. Shekoina ba'alma. It has the power to make a kinyan elsewhere. What is that? Nisuin, right? It can make stage two of marriage. V'kayna kana, likewise, it should have the ability to make kiddushin the initial stage of marriage. Well, says the Gemara, once again, we'll refute this parallel. Mala tzadav sheva shebehen, shekein yeshnan ba'al karcha. Perhaps we can find another parallel, a common factor found within kesef shtar and bia, which is not found by chupa. Shekein yeshnan ba'al karcha. They can be kaina and isha without her consent. How is that? Well, kesef is kaina, the amma ha'ivriya, the Jewish maidservant, bal karcha. Bia, by the yavama bal karcha. Shtar? Well, that's a little tricky. Shtar is going to be by the gerushin. It makes a kinyan, but it's a separation. It grants the isha her independence. And again, that's bal karcha, without her acknowledgement, without her, I should say, without her consent. So who says chuppah? Chuppah doesn't have any of these factors. It doesn't have the Baal Kocha factor. Who says? It can make a kiddushin. Says the Gemara of Rav Huna, kesef miya b'ishus la'ashkuchan Baal Kocha. Says Rav Huna, well, there's a hole, a small hole in this logic. Because although you seem to have found a common denominator amongst kesef, shtar, and biya, they can do a kinyan Baal Kocha. So perhaps that's why they can do kiddushin as well. Well, keep in mind, kesef, where is that going to be Baal Karcha? By the Amma Avriya. A totally different topic. That's not issues. It's not a marriage-related transaction. Within the marriage world, kesef cannot make kinyan Baal Karcha. And we're speaking within the marriage world here. So once we knock off that factor, you no longer have that common denominator to go against, to pit kesef, shtar, and bia against chupa. And therefore, says Rav Huna, we'll just work with the previous formula, which is that we do find kesef, we do find shtar, we do find bia that can make kinyanim elsewhere, and likewise they can make kiddushin, likewise chupa, which can make kinyan elsewhere, i.e., Nisuin, it can finalize that process. Likewise, it can initiate the process as well. Make kiddushin. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvos b'davar. I have two responses, two questions to ask against Rav Huna's chiddush. Chada, number one, look at the Mishnah. Three ways. That's it. The shalosh tanan, v'dal loy tanan. It says three ways to be mikdash, not four. V'oid. Next question. Klum chupa gemeres elai de kiddushin. You know, when we say that chuppah has the ability to do something, it's only after kiddushin was initiated. Chuppah can accomplish stage two. It can conclude the process. So, how is that a fair comparison? V'chi gamrinon chuppah shelo ya'idei kiddushin. Mi chuppah shelo'idei kiddushin. But we're saying, look, kesef, what was the kal v'chomer? Kesef, which cannot conclude the process of marriage. It's only good for stage one, right? So it can't do stage two, but it could do stage one. certainly chuppah, which can do stage two, right? It's goy meres. It certainly can do stage one. But, you know, when chuppah does stage two, it's because it's sort of building on stage one that had already been done. It's not working independently. It's not working on its own. It already has the foundation, the kedushin that was done before the chuppah, that preceded the chuppah. So how is that a fair correlation? You want to prove that chuppah can work even as stage one without having preceded with by kedushin, right? And you're learning that out of what? From where? Mechuppah shayde kedushin. Because chuppah after kedushin works, that's why it should work before kedushin. Only Abaye. So my response to Rava. One second. I'll respond one by one. First of all, Hodika Amris Gimut Nam Vidal Leitznam. Firstly, your question regarding the numbers. Well, Tana Mosa Deksiva Behedik Tani. Perhaps the Tana just chose to list the three methods which are clearly mentioned in the Psukim. We have the Makaras. But Milsad Laksiva Behedya, something which is not clearly articulated in the Chumash, such as Chuppah, which is going to be derived from the Kal V'Chomer, like Tani, perhaps the Mishnah did not go into that. So that's the answer to that question. It works, but the Mishnah simply was focusing on, you know, obvious methods, not on, you know, Chidushim. Number two, V'dika Amris, your next question. Klum Chuppah in the Gemeris Elidei Chidushim. Well, you know, you're learning from the fact that Chuppah can be Gemer. Well, that's only when it's coming after kedushin, so how can that prove that chuppah can make kedushin? Well, Rav Huna nami hachi kamer. Rav Huna also presented his kalm chomer taking this factor into consideration. He meant like this: Uma kesef she'enu goymer achar kesef koina. If we find that kesef cannot conclude the process, even if it was preceded by kesef, meaning even if we're holding at stage two, kesef is worthless at stage two. Still, kaina, it can make stage one. Chuppah shegemeres achar kesef. Certainly, chuppah which can accomplish that gemar, if it's following kesef, it can make stage two. Ein adin shetikna, certainly can make stage one. So we have to sort of retool the kal v'chomer and make it work. So bottom line is, the Mishnah gives us three methods of kedushin. Rav Huna adds a fourth, and many Rishonim learned that we don't pass like Rav Huna, and we stick to three. Tana Rabbanan. Now we have, you know, various variations of Kinyan Kesef and how it was given and what was said when the money was transferred. Tana Rabban. We'll learn which ones work, which ones don't. Tana Rabban. Ketzad beKesef. How exactly does Kinyan Kesef work? Does Kiddushi Kesef work? Nosma Kesef, Hashem Kesef, it gives her a coin or something that has value of a pruta. But Amarlin tells it like this. Harayat Mekudeshes Li or Harayat Mureses Li, a different form of expression, Harayat Lili into you, my wife, Harayzuma Kodeshes, right on, it works. Ah, well, but, suppose, instead of he giving it to her, she gave it to him. Avalisha Nasna, Vamra, he. But if she gives him the money, and she makes that declaration, Harayni Mekodeshes Lach, I'm engaged to you, Harayni Mureses Lach, Harayni Lach into, I'm your wife, Harayni Mekodeshes, that doesn't work. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, he's the one that makes the kinyan, not her. Maskev l'Rav Papa. We have a kasha on this brisa. See, the brisa cited two extremes. Part A, he gave, he said. Part B, she gave, she said. What about somewhere in the middle? He gave the money, but she said. It's not clear. Tama denosan hu v'amar hu. First we start. It only works if he handed the money and he made that declaration. We make a diuk. That's implied. Hanasan, who suppose he gives the ring, va'amarhi, but she made the declaration, enim kodeshes. That doesn't work. Both on him. She can't, you know, be the one saying it. But now let's move on to part three of the brisa. Amos Sefer. Brisa continues. Aval hisha nasan loy va'amarhi. If she gives the money and she makes that declaration, loy va'kodeshin doesn't work. Now we have an implication to the reverse, the other way around. Tama danasan hi va'amarhi. It's only because both were done by her. Hanasan hu va'amarhi, but suppose he gave the money and she made the declaration. Have a kedushin, it would work. and this is a straight contradiction to the diuk we had from the Reisha, that both are on him. If he gives and she says, it doesn't work. So the Gemara, you're right, Reisha Dafka, the diuk from the Reisha is more accurate and correct. Both on him. But if anyone was done by her, it doesn't work. Seifa, the implication from the Seifa, which indicates otherwise, Kiddi Naspa was just like, by the way, but it's not really implying anything, meaning the main focal point is the first part of the Braisa, and that's the correct approach. Well, Vatani Seifa Milsa the Sasra of the Reisha, you know, sometimes you can mention things by the way, but to this extent that the implication from part B of the Braisa contravenes and contradicts the first part of the Braisa, that's inconceivable. Elachi Ka'amar, rather the Braisa means like this. We have to, you know, elaborate on the Braisa and explain it as follows. Noson hu v'amar hu, part A of the Braisa. He gave, he said, well, of course, Pshita Dava Kedushin certainly works. But let's make a diuk, let's imply. Is there some change in the process? Noson hu, he handed the ring. But she was involved in saying, v'amar hi, guess what? It doesn't work. And that's what the Braisa continues and says, let me give you an extreme example where it doesn't work, and this case is like that. The Nasa, it is treated, is regarded as though she did everything. Meaning, the fact that he gave the ring doesn't help us much if she made the declaration. It's as though she gave everything. Fully have a condition and it's worthless. Another approach to the Bryce is as follows. It's not so clear, you're right, it's a bit confusing. That middle case of he giving and she saying. If he gave her the money and made that declaration, it's fine. Nos nehiva amrhi, she did both, enim kadeshes, it's worthless. But if it's somewhere in the middle, that's a suffix. Nosan hu, if he gave her the ring, v'amrhi, but she made that declaration, sfeiki, we're not sure how to deal with it. There's one factor on the positive, one on the negative. V'chashinim in the rabbanim we say, look, maybe she's married, maybe she's not, and if she wants to move on, she needs a get. Amar Shmuel. Bikidushin, Nosan lo kesef, shava kesef, v'amr lo, hari at mukudeshus, hari at meureses, hari at leintu. So he gives her a coin and he makes any of these declarations, hari ze mukudeshus, it works. But, harein ishech, harein ba'alech, harein aruseich. Instead of, you're mine, he says, I'm yours, I'm your man, I'm your husband. Ein kan beis mechush, there's nothing to talk about, it's worthless. Rashi says, well, Kikach ish isha, he's taking her to him and not giving himself away to her. It's a totally different process. V'chein begerushin, and in similar fashion when it comes to divorce, he's sending her away. And that's how he has to say it. Nasan lah, he gives her the get, v'amar lah, he tells her, hariyat mishalachas, you're being sent away. Hariyat migureshes, you're being divorced. Hariyat mitereshach l'adab, you can marry anybody you wish. Hariyat migureshes, that works. But if he focuses on himself, any sheikh, going forward, I'm no longer your husband. Any balech, any aruseich, any kambes mechush, there's nothing to talk about. She's not even puzzled to a kain, there's no remnant of divorce. He's sending her away, and that's the way it's done. Now, one more question. Shmuel gives us, you know, some options of lishoinus that work, harayat mekudeshus, but he doesn't add the word li. You're mekudesh. Well, to whom? I mean, it's pretty clear that it's to him because he's giving her the coin. But amalei rabbi abaye lememer. Do you mean to say the sofer Shmuel holds your daim she'im mechichis, a handle which is not fully indicative, just an expression, just like, you know, a pot handle, which allows it to grab the pot. So an incomplete sentence, a partial expression, such as harayat mekudeshes, leaving out the crucial word li to me. That's a yodayim she'im mechichis, which don't necessarily provide inconclusive evidence of what he had in mind. We have intent, we have, you know, an idea of direction, but it's not totally clear. Having a daim, it works as a handle, meaning it can accomplish the same, it can indicate kedushin, v'ata, tanan. We actually have Shmuel elsewhere who seems to disagree with that. You have to speak in unambiguous, conclusive manner, otherwise it's worthless. So this is the Mishnah Maseches Nazir. Fellow gets up and says, Ahei. Ahei means, hey, yeah, I'm going to be. I'm going to be what? Mishnah says, we figure it out. Hamreiz and Nazir. This is considered a Nazir commitment, no wine, no haircutting for 30 days. We had a kash on that. I'm going to be. I'm going to be what? Vadilma, hey, Batanis Kamar. Maybe he meant to say, I'm going to conduct a fast. I'm going to be fasting. Bamar Shmuel, Shmuel says, you're right. Vuhu, it only works. Shahaya Nazar Avi Lefanav. There was a live Nazar walking by, and he says, hey, I'm going to be, yeah. What is he going to be like, that man? So you need Haychacha. You need clarity. You need a clear indication of his intent. You can't just guess and assume. Tama the Nazar Avi Lefanav only works because there's a Nazar walking by. Halavachi otherwise, sans that factor, well, it wouldn't be considered a commitment. So here as well, by Kedushin, without leave, well, I mean, we can guess and speculate what he had in mind, but he has to say clearly. You're right. Hacha b'bay skin, and we're speaking to Amarli, he added the word li. Yachim ha'kem ha'shmon, so what's point? Shmuel's point? Why is Shmuel giving us that whole list of various expressions that work if actually he set it out with li? Pretty obvious that it should work. Ma'kem ha'shmon, hani lishni, basrei kem ha'shmolon. The main focal point wasn't on those that work, it was on the other expressions that don't work. Why? Because he twisted it around. Hachaksiv, by Kedushin, it says, Ki yikach ish isha, v'loi shi yakiach es atzma, he has to take her to him. Yom HaKodesh to me, as opposed to giving him away to her, that doesn't work. And that's why, Hareini ba'alech, Hareini ishech is worthless, v'chaksiv, and likewise by Gerushin, it says, v'shilcha, he sends her away from him. V'loi shi yishalach es atzma, as opposed to the other expressions, which indicate that he's employing a process in the reverse, sending him away from her, that doesn't work. Okay, so bottom line is, we have sources for all forms of Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. We focused on Shtar today. We also explained why we need a source per method. We can't learn one from the other. Rav Huna added a fourth possibility of Kedushin via the Chupa process. We learned that Kesef has to be accompanied by an expression, a proper expression. He has to be giving her the money and expressing his intent for Kedushin. Otherwise, we're in trouble. And going to one lashon in the Gemara, if he gives her the money and she's the one who says it, well, that creates a suffix. We're not sure how to deal with that. Shmuel highlights the point that Kedushin is about taking her to himself, and Gerushin is about sending her away from himself, and his verbal expressions must be in line with that concept. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.